Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello, peeps. Another day, another episode.
That's not the right phrase. It's another day, another dollar.
I know it's not the right phrase. Anyway, we don't use dollars. Stop trying to convert us. Talking about currency, we use pounds here in the UK, so that phrase is invalid. Talking about the shape of a pound, which is a dodecagon, we have another food that has three sides.
Let me guess, you're talking about s'moses.
Why do you always steal my thunder?
What thunder? All I can hear is rain. Boo hoo, poor you.
Me, 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 me. Okay, that's enough. Let's start the show.
Wait, I'm not done. Wait.
Welcome back. As you know, we're going to talk about samosas today. Dims, what's your favourite, the meat version or the vegetable version?
Actually, I like both, to be honest. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say the meat one.
Totally, me too. I love it with a bit of chilli sauce and some mint chutney. Can't go wrong with it.
Have you not tried Imli sauce? It's a brown sauce made from tamarind, and it goes down a treat with samosas.
Well, enough about what we like. Let's talk about the history. Do you know where samosas are derived from?
I think it's India, isn't it?
Not quite. But you and I can agree that samosa is a South Asian treat, yes?
Yes.
Yekshin mash.
Well, it's a pastry that can be fried or baked with a savoury filling with spices, potatoes, onions, peas and lentils. But the meat one, which I say is a traditional version in my eyes, tend to have the same substance, which I just mentioned, but has lamb or chicken keema. From the two, I prefer the lamb one. You, Dims?
I'd probably say the keema version for me. And that's minced meat, for those that don't know.
In your head, I bet you think samosas can only be triangles, yes?
Well, is that a trick question? Because samosas are triangle, but they also come in rolls, which are very similar.
Well, they can be half moon shaped too. This all depends on the region of the world. Okay, now we've sort of know what a samosa is. Do you know what is accompanied with?
Well, they usually do samosas with samosa chaat, or you can have it with chutney, or, as I mentioned earlier, you can have it with imli, which is basic tamarind sauce, or good old tomato ketchup.
Yeah, that's correct. Well done, Dims. It can be mint, plain yogurt, tamarind, and chili, just to name a few. The origins of the samosas can be traced back to the medieval times or earlier. This was due to immigration and culture diffusions from South Asia. The English word for samosa has been derived from the Hindu and Urdu word for samosa. This can be traced back to the Middle Persian word sanboseg. It literally means triangle pastry.
I did not know that, Sol.
Anyway, here comes some boring history. Where is Niz when you need him?
I think he's probably invading another galaxy out there somewhere, lol.
As you know, a samosa has a South Asian lore, but it actually appeared in the Indian subcontinent following the invasion of the Central Asian Turkic dynasties. The samosa, previously known as sanbusaj, can be found in a 9th century poem by a Persian poet, Ishaq al-Mosuli. Recipes are found in the 10th and 13th century Arabic cookery book under the names sanbusak with a K, sanbusak with a Q, and sanbusaj. All of these three have derived from the Persian word sanboseg. Now that the brief history of the samosa is filled, let me give a brief explanation of how it's made and what it consists of.
Wait, who are you? And what have you done with Sol? You sound like bloody Niz Nir to me. Lol.
Anyway, the samosa is prepared with an all-purpose flour. Plain flour works too. It's stuffed with a filling, often a mix of diced and cooked or mashed boiled potato, onions, green peas, lentil, ginger, spices, and green chili. A samosa can be vegetarian or non-vegetarian, but it all depends on the filling. The entire pastry is deep fried in vegetable oil or ghee to a golden brown colour. It is served hot, often with fresh green chutney such as mint, coriander, or tamarind. It can also be prepared in a sweet form.
Sweet form? I think I tried it once years ago. Didn't like it though. I don't think samosas are meant to be sweet, and that's coming from the sweet tooth guy. That's probably because I've always known them to be a savoury dish, and I think that's mainly how it's perceived around the world.
Different regions have different varieties of the version. First of all, let's cover the biggest South Asian country, which is
India.
In India, they are known as Shingaris or Singaris. They are a bit smaller in some parts of India, with a filling consisting of cooked diced potato, peanuts, and sometimes raisins. Shingaris are wrapped in a thin sheet of dough and fried. Good Shingaris are distinguished by flaky texture of a savoury pie crust.
So Shingaris is basically another name for samosas in India.
That's right, but the word Shingaris is just another word for samosas in the eastern part of India. In other states of the country, samosas are slightly different. They are more like the Portuguese chamucas, with a different style of pastry. The filling also differs, typically featuring mashed potatoes with spices, fried onions, peas, carrots, cabbages, curry leaves, and green chilies, and is mostly eaten without chutney. Samosas in South India are made in different sizes. These fillings are influenced by local food habits and may include meat. Nowadays, another version of samosas, to be precise, noodle samosas, is also popular in India. It is a samosa filled with noodles, raw and cooked with vegetables as well.
Noodle samosa? Not heard of that one before. I don't think that would be my cup of tea. But have you tried it?
Unfortunately, not. But I'd give it a try if it was given to me for free. Who can't say no to a freebie?
Well, the only time I got a free samosa was when my mate
Raju!
Opened up a new takeaway, but he's from Bangladesh, not India.
Speaking of Bangladesh, in Bangladesh, the samosas are flat and full-shaped triangle. They're popular in Bangladesh too. They're normally smaller than the standard version. The filling are pieced potato, vegetable, and nuts. However, in some parts of the country, the samosas are filled with beef liver, as they are quite popular in some region of the country. There is also non-vegetarian varieties also available, such as mutton or fish. There are also sweeter versions, such as a coconut one, others filled with khoya and dipped in sugar syrup. Bengali samosas tend to be triangular in shape, filled with potato, peas, onions, diced almonds, or other vegetables, and are more heavily fried and crunchier than the Indian samosas. Full copia samosas is a popular variation. This is just a cauliflower mixture.
Yeah, I have tried the cauliflower version before, and it's not too bad. But I didn't know that they make the fish variations of samosas. But being Bangladeshi, I'm not surprised, as a lot of my Bengali mates love their fish. Lol. But saying that though, have you tried the fish pakora or fish samosa before?
Unfortunately, not tried either. But another place where samosas are common are in east zone of Nepal. Samosas are called singadis. The rest of the country call it samosas. Just like in India, it is a very popular snack in Nepalese cuisine. You can pick this up in Nepal in various markets and restaurants.
I didn't know they were common in Nepal, but I do know they are very common in Pakistan. And I can see you've not mentioned Pakistan yet. You Indian. Lol.
Well, actually, I was coming to that. In Pakistan, there are various types of samosa throughout Pakistan. In the eastern Punjab, especially the city of Lahore, the samosa are spicier and mostly contain vegetable or potato-based fillings. However, the samosa sold in the west and north of the country mostly contain mincemeat-based fillings and are less spicy. The meat samosa contains mincemeat such as lamb, beef or chicken. They are very popular as a snack food in Pakistan.
Yeah, they are very common. They actually have people standing on the roadside on pop-up stalls selling them all over the country.
It's the same concept in India, as both countries are very similar. Or back to Pakistan, in Karachi, the samosas are famous for their spice flavour, where samosas from Faisalabad are noted for being unusually large. Another distinct variety of samosa available in Karachi is called Kagazi, due to its thin and crispy covering, which is like a spring roll wrapper. Another version, popular in Punjab region, consists of samosa with side dishes of mashed spiced chickpeas, onions and coriander, leaf salad, as well as various chutney to top the samosa. The samosas are a fried or baked pastry with a savoury filling, such as spiced potatoes, onions, peas, lentils, and minced meat, which includes lamb, beef, or chicken. Sweet samosas are also sold in the city of Pakistan, including Peshwari. This sweet samosa contains no filling and are dipped in thick sugar syrup. Another Pakistani snack food, which is popular in Punjab, is known as samosa chaat. This is a combination of crumbled samosas along with spiced chickpeas yogurt, and chutney. Alternatively, the samosas can be eaten on its own with a side of chutney. In Pakistan, samosas are a staple iftari food for many Pakistani families during the month of Ramadan. Is this true, Dims?
Yep, that sounds about right, Sol. And speaking of Ramadan, during this month, the quantity increases, as do the prices. But to be honest, I've always preferred the homemade ones, especially over here, because in Pakistan, they tend to sell the homemade ones, even on the streets. However, here in the UK, even the shop-bought ones are often factory-made, and I don't think they taste quite as good. Well, that's my opinion. What about you, Sol? What are your thoughts on this?
Totally agree with you, Dims. Prefer homemade ones than store-bought. Anyway, we're going to talk about another country, and that is Maldives. They have a different variety of samosas. They are known as bhajia, and they are filled with mixture of fish or tuna and onions.
Wow, they're even popular on a small island. You have been working hard doing your research then.
Yes, like I stated in our previous episode, Host at the Table, the keyword in our podcast is research, research, research. Anyway, I found another country. In Tajikistan, the samosas are called sambusa baraki, and they are a meat-filled pastry, usually triangled shape. The filling can be made with ground beef or with the more traditional filling like mutton mixed with tail fat. The other fillings include our onions, spice, cumin seed and other seasonings before it's baked in a tandoori, which is like a clay oven.
I've had naan from a clay oven before and they taste amazing. I didn't know you could make samosas in a clay oven. Might have to take a trip to Tajikistan just to try them out, lol. Well, one country I don't think we will be visiting anytime soon is
Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. The samosas in Burma are called samyuza. They are a very popular street snack and they are also used in traditional Burmese salad. It's called samyuza thoke, which means samosa salad. It consists of a salad of cut samosa pieces with onion, cabbages, fresh mint, light potato and chickpeas, curry broth, which include the following: masala chili powder, salt and lime.
Sounds good, but any other countries or places?
Well, there is Indonesia, and the samosas there are locally known as samosa. It is filled with potato, cheese, curry, rusong, which is like bread or noodles. This is done to adapt to local tastes. It is usually served as a snack.
What's with this sticking noodles into samosa? I don't think they go together. We might just have to try it out one day. What are you saying, Sol?
I do like noodles, but I've never had them in samosas. Like you said, we just have to try it out someday. Anyway, samosas are also eaten in many parts of Africa.
I gathered that. Plus, I have a few friends from Africa. And they've told me that they have had samosas over there too.
Samosas are also a key part of a Swahili food. It is often seen in Tanzania, Kenya and Uganda.
What about Somalia? I'm sure they have samosas over there too.
Yes, in Somalia, they're known as sambuis. In Ethiopia and Eritrea, they are known as simbusa. It is usually made from lentils and blend of traditional spices. The pastry dough is traditionally made from a thin pastry, like similar to an egg roll, and stuffed with ground beef and can be eaten at any time of the year. But they are usually reserved for a special occasion.
Probably Ramadan, lol.
In South Africa, they are also known as samosas. They tend to be smaller than the Indian version and form part of South African, Indian and Cape Malay cuisine.
Yes, I like the big homemade ones. Don't mind the small ones as long as they're homemade, but bigger is usually better. Mo filling, mo chilling. West side!
West side! Talking about West Africa, they also have samosas there. Countries like Ghana and Nigeria, They are used as common street food in Nigeria. It is usually served in parties with chicken or beef, and it's called small chops.
Do you mean lamb chops? Lol.
No, they're actually called small chops. Samosas are a very popular snack on Reunion and Mauritius, as both countries had a huge influx of labour immigrants from the Indian subcontinent. The samosas there are generally smaller and filled with chicken, cheese, crabs or potatoes. There are also other varieties such as chocolate, banana or pizza.
What? Pizza, banana, chocolate, samosas? Are you kidding me, Saul?
Well, that's what I found when I did my research, and I was surprised too. Then I thought, what next? Pineapple?
No pineapple anywhere.
No, definitely no pineapple on the pizza.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. You did your research. I thought you were just making strange facts up, like Nisnia. Lol.
Yeah, I did, Dims. Anyway, did you know samosas are also eaten in the Middle East?
That I did know.
Sambusek is what is known as samosas in Arabic countries. They're usually filled with either meat, onion, pine nuts, or cheese. They're widely consumed in the holy month of Ramadan.
And that I definitely knew. Lol.
Sambusa can only be found in a few areas in modern Iran. However, in the form of kotab. It's filled with ground nuts, usually walnuts, sugar, fragrant herbs or spices, and likewise fried in oil. It is quite common in that region and is used as a confectionery. But when the meat is used, it can no longer be called kotab.
So are you saying that this kotab is a delicacy?
Yeah, you could say that in Iran. However, in Portugal and Goa, samosas are known as chamukas. They are usually filled with chicken, beef, pork, lamb or vegetable, and generally served quite hot. Samosas are an integral part of Goan and Portuguese cuisine, where they are a common snack. A samosa-inspired snack is also very common in Brazil and relatively common in several former Portuguese colonies in Africa, such as Cape Verde, Angola and Mozambique, where they are more commonly known as pasties or empadas.
Great, Sol. Right, heard a lot about the Far East, Asia, Africa, but what about Europe? Or more importantly, what about us, the Brexit people? Lol. And to the people out there that don't like me saying the word lol, well, all I can say is, let's have a referendum. Until then, lol.
And of course, this is self-evident drivel.
And for you listeners out there, please vote no to lol. Anyway, back to samosas. Samosas are also available in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, United Kingdom, and United States of America. They will be named the same. You can get fresh ones from your local takeout shop, or you can get frozen samosas too. All you need to do is check your local frozen aisle in your local supermarket.
Well, it looks like samosas have taken over the world. Would you agree, Sol?
Yes, I would have to agree.
Now you know why there are so many triangles everywhere.
Illuminati confirmed.
Well, that covers most of the world and this episode. Hope it was interesting as it was for us to research this topic. Next time, don't be a square, and see you at the table for our next episode. And that's a wrap.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.